The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we are thinking and discerning today, and we're doing it in the lobby of Nationwide Arena. We're here for the Everything You Need tour with Dr. David Jeremiah. And Turning Point Ministries, of course, Turning Point airs on WRFD radio all over the state of Ohio. And we are just thrilled to be a partner with Dr. Jeremiah and the folks at Turning Point. And once again, there is plenty of time for you to make it. You say, well, I didn't get a ticket. Well, the tickets are free. And if you did not get a ticket, you can still come to Nationwide Arena tonight. Go to Will Call and just simply say, hey, I'd like a ticket. And if they're not going to question you, but the COO of Turning Point, David Michael Jeremiah, was on the program, and he said, just tell him David Michael Jeremiah said it's okay. And come on down and join the thousands of people that will be here this evening. I've got an update on the Amber Geiger situation. She is the former Dallas police officer who tragically killed her upstairs neighbor. You probably remember the story. She went into the wrong apartment, thought it was her apartment, saw someone that she thought was in her apartment, shot him dead. Just a sad, horribly tragic situation. And at the sentencing, the brother of the young man that was shot and killed asked if he could make a statement. He said to the police officer, Amber Geiger, I just want you to know I forgive you. I want God's best for you. You need to turn to God. You need to know Christ as your Savior. And then just did something extraordinarily unusual, asked the judge if he could hug the defendant. This is the brother of the man who was killed, wants to hug the woman who admittedly killed his brother. Well, that's usually a taboo. The sheriff and the deputies in the courtroom usually allow no physical contact. And the judge hesitated. The brother said a second time, please, can I give her a hug? And the judge said, okay. And that video went absolutely viral as they hugged for almost 60 seconds. And then the rest of the story, the judge then went to the defendant, who she, the judge, had just sentenced to 10 years in prison, and talked to her briefly and gave her own personal Bible. She went back to the judge's chambers, came back with her own personal Bible and gave it to her. Well, as a result, as I reported to you probably Friday of last week, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed an official complaint against the judge saying she violated separation of church and state. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that she be disciplined in some way. Well, today, the judge, Tammy Kemp, has broken her silence and is defending herself for what she did. Concerning the allowing the brother to give the defendant the hug, she said, and I quote, "What I was thinking about at that moment was Sheriff Brown's policies, and that is generally there is no contact with the defendant. But when he said please a second time, I just could not refuse him. I could not, and so I said yes. I thought they both needed it, and that's why I didn't want to stand in the way of it. Then she was asked, well, what did you say to the defendant when you went down? And according to the interview, soon after the emotional moment and walking over to hug Jean's family, Judge Kemp walked over to Geiger to talk to her. Judge Kemp says the two talked about forgiveness. Geiger requested a hug from Judge Kemp. I hope I'm not confusing you. Geiger is the female police officer, former police officer, who had just been sentenced to 10 years in prison for murder. She requested a hug from the judge. Quote, a conversation about God led to Judge Kemp giving Geiger her personal Bible, which she retrieved from her chambers. It was a moment that critics have contended was unethical. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has asked for a judicial misconduct investigation. And here's a quote from the judge. What I told her is, Brant Jean has forgiven you. Please forgive yourself so that you can live a purposeful life when you get out of prison. She asked me if God would forgive her, and I said, yes, I believe he will. He will forgive you. Then she said, I don't even have a Bible. I don't know where to begin. I don't even have a Bible. And I said, I'll go get you one. I saw someone who was really, really hurting deeply, and if a hug was going to help her, I had to extend love and compassion to her. That's a part of the story that I had not seen, I had not read. The defendant, Geiger, is the one that initiated the contact with the judge. After receiving a hug from the brother of the man that she had murdered, she asked the judge if she could get a hug and asked if she could be forgiven. So again, it is the defendant that initiated the conversation about God, forgiveness, and so forth, and the judge simply responded. So is the other side of the story. Following the sentencing, Judge Kemp went on a previously scheduled retreat. It was something she says she greatly needed. And then I'm not going to go into the rest of the details. The rest of the story talks about things in the trial that may lead to an appeal and so on and so on and so on. That story is going to be used, and I want you to listen carefully. The killing of this young man was an unspeakable tragedy. He was young. He was absolutely innocent. He had done nothing wrong. He was a devout follower of Jesus Christ. He was a worship leader at his local church. He had the rest of his life to serve God. But listen to me. Listen to me carefully. If the ultimate purpose of our life is to bring glory to God and bring other people into the kingdom, to bring other people to Christ, if that is our ultimate goal, our ultimate responsibility, and our ultimate privilege as born-again Christians, this young man in his death, because of the response of his brother and a judge, that video is going to be used countless thousands of times to illustrate God's grace and God's forgiveness. I honestly believe with all my heart that the death of that young man is going to bring thousands of people to Christ because of the actions of his family in responding to tragedy in a Christ-like manner. If I'm correct, and I believe I am, that young man will be responsible for more people coming to Christ than most Christians would if they lived to be 90 years old. Folks, we must look at life and circumstances in light of eternity and what can be accomplished for the kingdom of God. You with me? We've got to look at the circumstances around us, not in the light of tomorrow or next week, but in the light of eternity. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live at Nationwide Arena. And again, we are here for the Everything You Need tour with Dr. David Jeremiah. It's going to be a great evening. Starts at 7 o'clock. And I just want to emphasize, if you don't have a ticket, you can still come. Now, folks, this is a big event. This is not going to be hundreds. There are thousands of people that are going to be here at Nationwide Arena, but I have been assured they will make room for everyone who comes. Of course, the seating capacity here is enormous. So they have given out, not sold because the tickets are free, thousands, I mean multiple thousands of tickets. But if you want to come and you don't have a ticket, come on down to Nationwide Arena and go to Will Call. You'll find that around the main entrance. Go to Will Call and just tell them you heard about it on the radio and you were told that they would give you a ticket, and come on in and they will make room for you tonight. Again, 7 o'clock, but I would say get here as early as you possibly can. Nationwide Arena. We're going to see more and more of this, folks. And I want to be careful. I want to be cautious. And I want to be sensitive in this. And I mean this sincerely. I want to be sensitive. But here's the headline from Dallas Tech. Well, no, I'll take that back. This is a headline from the New York Daily News. Okay? The New York Daily News. Headline. Registered child sex offender read to kids at Houston Public Library during drag queen story time. Now, if you listen to the program on a regular basis, you know that one of the more unpleasant topics that we discuss on this program is this rise, this explosion of drag queen story hours in libraries across the country. This started a few years ago, and there was a library here, there was a library there. And common sense and common morality would say, what community in their right mind would support men dressing as women, reading stories to little children in a public library? I mean, seriously. Well, I was completely wrong. It has exploded in popularity, and it's happening all over America. Here in Central Ohio, twice. Fortunately, both of them were canceled, but local libraries said, yeah, what could possibly go wrong with a cross-dresser, a drag queen, a man dressed up like a woman, often in a sensual outfit, reading to innocent little children? What could possibly go wrong? Well, in Houston, something was terribly wrong. Again, this is from the New York Daily News. And there's a twist. Stay with me for the twist, all right? I'm quoting from the New York Daily News. The Houston Public Library promised kids and their parents an imaginative storytelling experience during drag queen story time. But it served up something a lot more sinister. Now, again, this is the New York Daily News. One of the participating drag queens, Tatiana Mala Nina, whose real name is Alberto Garza, is a 32-year-old child sex offender who was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy in 2009, according to the Houston Chronicle. Yeah. Yeah. Here is a statement from the library. And again, I'm quoting. In our review of our process and of this participant, we discovered that we failed to complete a background check as required by our own guidelines. We deeply regret this oversight and the concern this may cause our customers. We realize this is a serious matter. Yeah. Inviting a convicted, registered sex offender, a man, to dress up like a woman and be in close, intimate contact with little children and to read them stories. And they didn't do a background check. They didn't do a background check. But here's where the story takes a twist. Now, again, this is from the New York Daily News. The oversight was discovered by a group called Mass Resistance, which has been trying to stop the program and refers to itself as pro-family activism. Mass Resistance said, quote, if they had done their job and due diligence, they might have said, wait, maybe it's not a good idea to have a sex offender at 200 pounds and 5'11" assaulted an 8-year-old boy. Tracy Shannon said, co-leader of Houston Mass Resistance. Now, here is how the New York Daily News ends this story. Instead of thanking this group, this family activist group called Mass Resistance, instead of thanking them, hey, you did the community a favor. You uncovered the fact that a library had a sex offender. Someone convicted of assaulting an innocent 8-year-old boy, you uncovered the fact that the library did not do due diligence, they didn't do a background check, and they allowed a dangerous sexual pervert to have close, intimate contact with little children. Instead of thanking them, here is the last paragraph of the New York Daily News story. The group also spouted anti-LGBTQ rhetoric in its announcement of its discovery, referring to the reading drag queens as a depraved crowd and stating, any reasonable person would see that drag queen story hour is a train wreck waiting to happen. It's a program whose goal is to make children feel uncomfortable about LGBT behaviors. So the last paragraph. Instead of praising this group, hey, thank you for uncovering something really, really serious, the group also spouted anti-LGBTQ rhetoric in its announcement. So in other words, yeah, they uncovered a problem in a Houston library, but we can't really take them seriously because they're a bunch of hate-mongering bigots. All they do is go around spouting anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. Speaking of amazing, we're going to have an amazing night here at Nationwide Arena. I hope you will join us for the Turning Point David Jeremiah Crusade. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.